Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. There are times when the Lord stirs us to speak on something that really should be familiar, but we know He always has a reason and a purpose in mind for every unction that He gives us. So our question is whether or not, on this third day of August 2018, here's the question. Are you the one God wants to hear what we're teaching today? Think about it as you listen. Here are seven ways to make the most of whatever you got. Number one, use the ability that you've got. President Theodore Roosevelt said, do what you can with what you have, where you are. It's great advice, honey.
It is.
You should always start where you are with what you've got at that very moment. First, you must know that you have the God-given ability to perform at a level you never previously thought possible. We've said that a number of times, but our hope this morning or today, whenever you hear this, is that you really get that down inside of you. You have the God-given ability to perform at a level you never previously thought possible.
Think about the expectation of promise in the Word. Romans 12, verse 6 in the Living Bible says, God has given each of us the ability to do certain things well. This empowerment is a gift from the Holy Spirit. In 2 Timothy 1:14 in the Living Bible, it says, guard well the splendid God-given ability you received as a gift from the Holy Spirit who lives within you.
Wow, that's a great scripture. Second, according to Matthew 25:14, each of the three servants were given talents according, as the scripture says, to their several ability. What you have at the moment, what I have, what we have, is what we can handle. But we believe, and more importantly, God knows you can handle more with just a little more understanding in His Word. Remember, start with what you have, where you are, and make the best of it. Third, you may not have the educational or vocational training required for the next position or job you desire. However, don't complain about what you don't have. Use what you do have. Create a plan to get from where you are to where God wants you to be.
Or even on top of that, honey, God will open opportunities for you even when it doesn't seem like they're around.
Second thing to consider, number two, what are you doing when the boss isn't looking? Two of the three servants in the parable of the talents did what was necessary to earn interest and double the talents they were given. The third servant, as you know, buried his talent and went fishing every day until his boss returned. He was not working or doing anything to prove himself an effective steward of the talents or the abilities that he was given. How many employees go to work every day and do the absolute minimum, just enough to keep them from getting fired? Yet, they wonder why they never receive promotions and attribute their lack of advancement prejudice of their supervisors or boss. It's always somebody else's fault, not their own. Yet the reality is their failure to be promoted is simply because what they didn't do when the boss wasn't looking.
Let me add another point in there too, honey. The point too is even if you are working to the best of your ability, God is keeping an eye on it. And He is the one who ultimately you are working for anyway. So even if you might say to yourself, well, you know, I'm not one of those. I'm working my heart out, but I'm not being noticed. Take care. It's going to work out okay. Here's a powerful scriptural truth for the workplace, marketplace, and every place we live. Ecclesiastes 12:14. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 14, in God's new translation. God is going to judge everything we do, whether good or bad, even things done in secret.
If you agreed to work for a company and purposefully didn't give the, well, if you didn't give them their best efforts, you're planning evil. Think
about
it.
And if you did give them your best efforts, then you're planning good and God is watching.
And he will reward you for it.
Amen.
Number three, maximizing opportunities is a decision. The first two servants in Matthew 25 decided to maximize the opportunities they were given, whereas the third servant didn't. There are defining moments in our careers and our lives where we're given, take, or seize the opportunity to change our destiny. I believe the first two servants were very happy to be given the opportunity to prove themselves to their master. They seized the moment and the opportunity they'd been given.
Galatians 6:10 in the New International Version says, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." And in Ephesians 5:15 and 16 in the New International Version, it says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil."
You know, honey, I love Colossians 4:5 and 6. In the new
International Version?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
The NIV.
It says, "Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity."
Amen.
As unbelievable as it may sound, there are some people who sleep away their God-given opportunities in a bed or even in an office cubicle.
In Proverbs 10, verse 5 in the Living Bible, it says, "A wise youth makes hay while the sun shines, but what a shame to see a lad who sleeps away his hour of opportunity."
Francis Bacon, the English philosopher, scientist, statesman, he once said, "A wise man will make more opportunities than he finds."
Think of that.
Amen. Number four, pursue every opportunity with excellence. The first two servants were determined to make their master proud and to exhibit a spirit of excellence in what they did. God is looking for excellence in our efforts. Even the most seemingly meaningless task should be vigorously pursued.
Matthew 5, verse 16 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your moral excellence and your praiseworthy, noble, and good deeds, and recognize and honor and praise and glorify your Father who is in heaven."
Excellence is one of the character traits that as believers we should vigorously pursue. Number five, never compare yourself or your opportunity with that of others. Nowhere in Matthew 25 do we read where the servant who got two talents complained. He didn't say, why didn't I get five talents like the first guy? The second servant was happy with what he got and proved himself worthy of the trust he was given by doubling it for his master. Here's a question. Do you compare yourself with others, fellow employees or other friends, and complain when they're receiving something you didn't, opportunity or otherwise?
Galatians 6:4-5 in God's Word translation. Galatians 6:4-5 says, "Each of you must examine your own actions Then you can be proud of your own accomplishments without comparing yourself to others. Assume your own responsibility.
This means you are accountable for your actions, what you do or don't do, how you act and react, what you say and don't say. You can't blame anybody else for your actions. When you know that you've done the best job possible, then there's no need to compare yourself with anybody else. Number six, don't bury your opportunities. The third servant must have been a negative dude.
And a lot lazy.
Lazy, made excuses, questioned authority, was afraid to do what he was asked, and failed to increase what he was given. Plus, he buried the talent that he was given.
Matthew 25, verse 18 in the Classic Amplified Bible. But he who had received the one talent went and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money.
Now, some of you are probably saying to yourself right now, well, that you would never have buried the master's talent. Before you let go of that thought, perhaps we should really kind of think it through. If God has given you the ability to write meaningful words, to lead and you're not leading, to teach his word and you're not teaching, to give and you're not giving, then you've buried your talent. Now, I could go on with these examples, but the real point, honey, is simply this. If we've been burying our talents, we need to stop it right now. Our gifts, abilities, and talent, money, are from God. What we do with them is our gift to him. Number seven, how to get the promotion with benefits. You know, all three servants were given a test. Two of them passed and were blessed with the increased benefits. The third servant failed the test and literally went to hell for it. Not trying to offend anybody's sensitivities, but that's exactly where he ended up, according to Scripture. You know, somebody once defined hell as the day the person you became meets the person you could have become. Sadly, like the third servant, there are way too many believers replacing limitations in their lives. Limitations which God would never place on you, me, or us.
Mark 9:23, one of our favorite scriptures. Mark 9:23 in God's Word Translation. Jesus said to him, as far as possibilities go, everything is possible for the person who believes.
This scripture ignites our faith. It stirs our spirit to new levels of expectation.
And that's the key, expectation.
Expectation, you're right. Again, everything is possible for the person. That's you, that's me, that's us, who believes. There is no limitation to our expectation. All things are possible, anything, no matter how illogical to the natural mind, can happen in our lives as we exercise our faith and belief.
Amen.
And believe. So it's time to make the most of what you got. Start where you are, never give up, and know that God will give you the victory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go to HaroldHerring.com. Check out this week's two-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching up at the top where it says sow seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow in the ground. Just do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.